I'm Ellie and you are listening to the Meat and Potatoes Tarot Podcast. Welcome and thank you for joining me today. And welcome back and thank you for your support to all of my wonderful members who are watching the video version on Patreon. Today we're going to be looking at the Two of Swords. And the Two of Swords kind of looks a little bit self-explanatory, but there's far more to it than meets the eye. Well, actually, not true. Pamela Coleman Smith, who designed these cards, included everything that meets the eye, but some things are harder to find than others. There's always subtleties and new things to learn in the Rider-Waite deck, and that's what makes the deck so exciting. So let's take a look at the Two of Swords. So let's have a look at these first impressions for the Two of Swords. A woman sits on a bench seat upon a man-made platform of stone. She's blindfolded and holds two swords in a crossed pattern against her chest. The natural landscape behind the woman consists of a large body of water, some of which appears as puddles on a lush green bank. Rocks protrude from the water, and in the distance is an orange mountain range. In the upright position, the Two of Swords represents indecision, avoiding the facts, having a fear of reality, and also a self-defense. In the reverse position, the Two of Swords represents being the victim of lies and duplicity. There can be betrayal, decision-making, and sorting through conflict. Let's take a look at the symbols in the Two of Swords. When considering the symbolism of this card, it's helpful to consider the imagery in the context of the card's numerous contrasting features. The woman sits on a solid structure on a purpose-built foundation, but cannot or perhaps does not want to see beyond her blindfold. She is safely elevated from harm, but does not know what surrounds her, and so is only aware of her uncertainty. She has two equal swords crossed against her chest, perhaps to protect her heart. Each sword carries equal value, and thereby the weight of each sword and the option it may represent is in direct competition with the other. The length of each sword extends beyond the parameters of the card, depicting the massive weight each sword potentially yields. Think of the responsibility if these are the decisions that you have to choose between. This is an example of the 35-year-old cards that I have, which are also just the standard print. I'm very attached to my original cards, which is the reason why I continue to use them. And so this information does not apply to these cards, but it does apply in premium print. In the premium print, the Two of Swords is the only card in the Rider-Waite deck that has a sky of two colors. Directly above the mountain range, the sky is a pale gray or a gray-blue-white and represents neutrality. Above the gray, the sky changes to a deeper twilight blue with a crested moon. Now, the crested moon appears in the standard print, but the dual colors does not. And for that reason, I tend not to take this particular information too much to heart. But if you do have a dual color sky and a premium print card, then this is something for you to note. The mood and the changing color alludes to a switch from a conscious indifference to intuition and the unconscious. It seems there is a challenge in place between the conscious and the unconscious mind, representing inner conflict as to which of the senses should be trusted. The reason why I have included that is because if you do have the two color sky, it's important for you to be able to understand why. The only thing is, I don't think it's part of the original illustration. I haven't been able to find evidence either way. And so just in case, I wanted to make sure I included it for you. The natural landscape shows a vast body of water with rocky banks protruding. Only the tops of each bank are visible, and there are many more rocks beneath the surface of the water that we can't see. This reflects a sense of trepidation and unknown emotional risks, or risks to the heart. When the card is upright, the emotional perils of making the wrong decision or failing to avoid unfavorable things rules the card's imagery. Even the relationship between water and ground poses a dilemma. Does the water nourish the ground and provide its fertile greenness, depicted by the little patches of green? Or are the puddles a sign of a rising tide that threatens to flood the shoreline? So was this green created and then flooded, or was it built upon the nourishment of the water? In contrast to the natural landscape, the solid stone platform and bench seat are signs of practical support, logic, lack of judgment, material safety, security, and predictability. The solid footing from which to reach a decision. When the card is in reverse, the act of making a sound choice rules the card's imagery. But consider the weight also of having such a heavy decision to make when the card is in reverse, represented by all of that stone that would sit in the superior aspect of the card. The challenge exists in the Two of Swords between logic and emotion, the conscious and unconscious, material and intuitive, left and right, up and down. Even the grey clothing worn by the woman has no determination of colour. The blindfold fails to prevent the power of her third eye. And you can see the little part in her hair. You see how the imagery is very, very subtle. The part in her hair above the blindfold allows for the third eye to continue to see. Everything the woman needs appears in the card, but she is preoccupied with her attempt to hide and is thereby blind to the resources available or which option to choose. There should not, however, be an automatic interpretation of undue fear when it comes to the Two of Swords. The crested moon signifies intuition and may in fact depict a premonition of what's about to come in the very next card, which is the Three of Swords. The card merely demonstrates that there are competing aspects of choice and what may be at play in a complex environment that requires a choice to be made. So let's consider the significance of two in the Minor Arcana as it relates to the sword suite. In tarot, as in Chinese numerology, the number two represents balance of two or more elements, harmony and partnership. There is a world of possibilities, but each possibility has a knock-on effect and a potential legacy that it leaves behind once activated. All two cards in the Minor Arcana carry two or more considerations that should be balanced. Two of Swords reminds us that decisions have consequences. Fear of those consequences may be illogical and baseless, but they may equally be founded and intuitively predicted. If you were to ask me what I believe the overall theme is for the Two of Swords, I would say the following. Your fear of truth or deception may or may not be founded. The answer to your dilemma is to balance intuition and intellect. A practical choice appears to those who are informed and brave. So that was the Two of Swords. I told you there are a lot of subtleties in this card, and it's not as simple as it appears in the imagery. Pamela Coleman Smith knew exactly what she was doing, all the way down to that tiny little part in the hairline that allows for the third eye to breathe. Because intuition is still available to those who are wearing a blindfold in the material world. It's a much groovier card than you'd think just by looking at it. It actually kind of looks a little bit ordinary until you look deeper and you realize just how fascinating it is. So whenever you see a two card in tarot, consider that there will always be another partner aspect. So whatever it is that appears, there will be something else that actually either complements it or presents a conflict of some kind. It is a balance between left and right, up and down, good and bad, conscious and subconscious or unconscious, and the material and the spiritual, and everything in between, male, female. There's so much to consider. When you consider one, think immediately to what the opposite might be. So that was the Two of Swords. Thank you very much for joining me today. And just a reminder, I have a brand new radio show on KGRA Digital Radio in New York. It airs every Friday night at 11 p.m. and it's called Human Ascension with Ellie. I'm looking at the concept of the ascension of the human consciousness as we move into this comfortable space of the age of Aquarius. It's so not comfortable. It's so not comfortable. But I just thought I'd throw that in there. So I will be looking at lots of different types of theories, doing tarot readings, also astrology readings, and meeting with experts about how we can help to identify for our own benefit this ascension to a higher level of consciousness, what the evidence is that it's coming, and anything else that we might encounter along the way. I do hope you'll join me then. Patrons, you do get an early glimpse from each episode in segment form, and also on Ellie Dreams Down Under on YouTube, episodes will also appear in segment form, but perhaps a few days later. I do hope that you enjoy the series. Thank you so much for joining me here, and to everyone who also is joining me on the Ellie Dreams Down Under Tarot channel on YouTube. Until next time, thanks so much, and take care.